The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Saturday morning, of course. Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. Along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Good. I heard something on the radio this morning that said there's only 9 more Fridays before before Christmas, I think. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, it's not even Halloween yet.
I know. Well, yeah, there's no more Fridays before Halloween.
Yeah, so it's going to be Halloween on a Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
You ready for the trick-or-treaters to keep coming late into the evening?
Yeah, probably.
We're in one of those neighborhoods where we, you know, on a bad night, we'll see 150.
Oh, wow.
So if the weather's good on a Friday night, I bet we'll be 250.
Okay. Wow.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I have made up little treat bags with a pair of like Gwaltney Group sunglasses and then 4 or 5 pieces of candy or bag of goldfish or, you know, whatever.
Nice.
And Sherry did a bunch at the Wabash office and I did a bunch more. But we're doing a trunk or treat today at the Goddard School. And then we're doing one on Halloween at our Wabash office. So those are kind of fun because the kids come out in daylight and you get to see the costumes and, you know, it's fun. So we're ready for 350 between the two places. So we'll see if we actually get that many. But you know me, I like to be prepared.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught short. That's for sure.
Absolutely not. And if there's candy left over, well, you know, I'll do what I have to do my fair share of taking it for the team.
We got some neighborhood kids. They'll benefit if we're over. It's rare that we're over a lot. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well,
unless there's a
tricks,
big snowstorm.
Speaking of tricks, this is a really crappy trick that people are playing. It has nothing to do with Halloween, but it definitely has to do with real estate. There is this, I don't want to call it a fad or a craze. I don't know what you want to call it, but I guess I'd call it an epidemic where people are literally trying to sell properties that they don't own.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it is crazy. So I can tell you how I first, well, actually a couple of times, I've run into it many times where people try to rent it out. So sure. That was kind of an easier thing. You know, they would see that a house was sitting empty. So then from another state, they would conjure up we have this beautiful house for rent. You can lease it, you know, send us the security deposit, and then call our realtor to have her show it to you so you can decide if you want it. You know, her name is Robin Gwaltney. This is her number. And don't tell her that we're going to be renting it out because she doesn't know yet and she's not going to be happy with us kind of thing. So then people will call and you show them a house. I mean, obviously, I haven't fallen for this one for a long time. This was quite a while ago, but first time it happened to me, they came and said, oh, yeah, it's really nice. And I'm like, well, have you seen a lender? Have you been pre-approved? And they gave me this deer in the headlights look like, what do I have to be pre-approved for? And then I'm like, you know, do you have any idea what kind of financing you're going to use? What is going on here? Well, I was going to rent it. Well, it's not for rent. Well, and I wasn't supposed to tell you, but the seller is going to be taking it off the market and renting it to me. So I just had to wire them my security deposit and then come and see it and then sign the lease. And I'm like, well, this house is not for rent. I can promise you. So immediately I called the owner, got him on the phone and said, you didn't by chance talk to anybody about renting out the house. And he's like, absolutely not. I'm not renting out my house. I mean, it was a very expensive house. Even then, and this was probably, 18 years ago, and it was in the 700s. And I knew it wasn't for rent, but anyway, that person got frauded because Don't ask me why they were silly enough to put the security deposit before coming to look at the house, but probably because the deal was too good to be true.
It's always that way, right?
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
I had one where it was involving a car. I was trying to find a car for one of the kids, and this ad came up online, and it was just, you know, too good to be true. And I communicated with the clown, and right away, this is a scam. I mean, oh, you can't see the car. The car is not actually here. It's at an Air Force base in North Dakota. I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy it if I don't see it. Oh, if you wire me $1,000, I'll hold on to the car for you until it's back in Rochester. And then see you later.
Yeah, you lose, buddy. I win this one. But yeah, unfortunately, some people are just, you know, more naive maybe, or less experienced, or, you know, you're in the know, you know, you're constantly reading the news, you hear what's going on, you know that this kind of stuff happens. Like, some people have no idea that this is going on.
It's just so sad, because I imagine these people looking for a place to rent, and once again, too good to be true, so they put it more for a security deposit than they ever thought they would.
Right, just because they don't want somebody else to beat them to it. Yeah, we had something terrible, just terrible happen, maybe this spring. One of our agents was working with a young woman who was coming to Mayo to be a resident, and her dad decided to put a big chunk of money down on her house so that the portion she was financing was less and her payments would be less and her cost of living would be more affordable, all those things, right? So he had planned to put $200,000 down.
Oh, and, nice.
Yeah, very, very generous. And apparently he told me later that he had a sister pass away and he inherited some money and he just felt like this was a good use for it. And I mean, it was just such a good man, such a good person. Anyway, he had asked the closing company if he could bring that money on the day of closing with a cashier check. And they said, absolutely. Well, somehow people get on the internet and they can get into Gmail, or probably any email, I'm not just picking on Gmail, and they can intercept these emails and read them. So it had nothing to do with our agent. It had nothing to do with the closing company, but somehow somebody infiltrated that email and then generated an email back saying, oh, you know, dear Eric, or whatever his name was, after giving this some thought, our president of our company doesn't want us to accept such a large earnest or such a large cashier's check. So could you please wire the funds instead? These are our wiring instructions, and they gave them to him. And bless his heart, he didn't just automatically do it. He went to the bank because that's where he would have had to do it. And he showed the email to his banker and said, does this seem legit that they would change it from telling me it was okay to have a cashier's check and now telling me I have to wire it? And he said, well, you know, some title companies will do that. Didn't really look at the email and see that it was a fraudulent email because the title company wasn't even correctly, like its results title. It said something about results title company, you know what I mean, or something like that. So just things like that. Anyway, it was just a shame. And so the lender said, yeah, it's not that odd. So I said, okay, let's wire it. So they wired it. Whoosh, gone.
Oh gosh, I heard
overseas, boom, gone. Fraud. That's it. That's how fast it was gone. So I mean, we cannot talk about how important this internet fraud can be. And we tell people, do not, and I have even prior to that, do not ever take any email to heart that has anything to do with your funds, your bank account, your anything. Please call me immediately to make sure that it's, you know, not fraud. Anyway, this poor man, and we just assumed that that money was gone forever. But I will tell you, that particular fraud incident has a good ending, because literally, just yesterday, the agent who was working with this client got a text from him saying, hey, I have great news. The FBI was able to recover just over half of our money and we were wired just over 100,000 today, and they still have hopes of getting more of it back for us.
That's amazing. That never happens.
I know. I was so thrilled. Oh my gosh, I was so thrilled. I couldn't imagine just losing 200,000 just like that. But when I'm such a glass half full girl that when I was talking to him, I said, I am not going to downplay this because it's horrible. But oh my gosh, imagine that instead you got a call saying your daughter was just hit by a car and killed. I mean, it's money, but it's just money, right?
Yeah,
money,
I know.
Well, money is something that, yeah, it's a doggone inconvenience to lose that much money, but it's something that we can get back. And clearly he didn't need it to pay his bills if he was able to set it down on his daughter's house. And I don't know. And he said, thank you so much because you're helping me look at this through, you know, clearer eyes, but it still hurts. And I said, of course it does. But to see that he got at least half of it back is really exciting. Happy for him.
And like you say, I see these cases all the time, and it's so rare, especially when the money goes overseas, that there's any chance of recovery. So
yay.
That's wonderful to hear that.
If he ever gets any more, who knows? But I'm sure he's thrilled to have gotten half of it back.
It's just the number of evildoers that are out there that are willing to.
I had a client call me.
Steal and rob. It's just.
I had a client call me and say, Robin, one of my neighbors just called me and said that they didn't know I was selling my lot. And if they knew, I would have bought it. And I said, oh, you're selling your lot? No, that's the thing. We're not. But yet we looked online and it is listed by a realtor. And we called that realtor and the realtor said, oh, you know, he just did it all online. He signed it all online. So the realtor listed it for somebody that didn't even own it.
How could that happen?
It should not happen. It's just these people are good. Like, I'm sure he sent his made up. I'm sure he looked up what the tax owner's names were. And because it's all public information, and I'm sure he made up an ID that had that person's name on it and his out-of-state address. And it's not unusual for us to be contacted by somebody out-of-state and say, hey, my parents died. Can you help me get their house sold? You know, that kind of thing. And so we do some of that stuff over the phone and online. But, yeah, crazy.
So the ultimate end of this, the property wouldn't be sold, but this person would have taken earnest money or something like that and gotten away with it.
Yeah, at the closing company, they would have figured out that you're not the owner, so you don't have the right to sell it. So I don't know what he thought he was going to accomplish, but he got shut down in a hurry. And the agent was embarrassed and felt terrible, but, like, seriously, it was an honest mistake. But my friend was like, how can this happen? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's crazy. And then, of course, you know, we talk about AI a lot. That isn't going to – that's not making it any easier.
No, because it makes the fakes easier to produce.
You got it. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Robin. Way back at the beginning of your career in this business, this stuff wasn't happening as often, right? This is
– oh, well, heck no. In the beginning of my career, we didn't have the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
I started out with a catalog – meeting with you and showing you these are your options. Oh, wait, I got to put an X through that one. That one's sold.
Yeah, you and I both remember no cell phones, no internet, and three channels on the TV.
I did have a bag phone in my car after a while, and I thought I was pretty hot stuff because that saved me a lot of time from having to run back to the office in between every showing. Oh, boy. Oh. Those were the days.
All right. Well, the moral of the story is, unfortunately, you can't trust anybody. You have to verify.
With technology comes the fakes. Yeah, unfortunately.
All right. Okay, let's take a quick break. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, and this is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Saturday morning, of course, here at News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. So, Robin, how are things out there in the market?
Well, I would say very good. The mortgage rates are at the lowest level they've been in a year. So the 30-year fixed rate has steadily inched closer to 6%. But, you know, the economists are saying it's probably not going to drop much more.
Okay.
Depending on who you listen to.
A young man that I know, newly married, significant amount of student debt, like $100,000.
Okay.
But now has a good income. Both are employed. First home, they get 6% on a 30-year.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, you did well.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of 6%, and it's good. And people are like, oh, yeah, but my cousin only had to pay 3. Yeah, that's true. But guess what? They probably paid $30,000 to $50,000 more than the house was worth. They probably weren't able to get an inspection, and now they've uncovered some issues. I mean, you got to look at the whole picture. And again, I know I sound like a broken record, but if you look at the 40-year mortgage average, it was 7.1, 7.4, right, something like that. 6% is awesome. So, yeah, the rates are great. And I'll tell you some other facts about the Rochester market. Right now, the median sale price over all types of homes between the end of September and now, so the last couple of weeks, the whole month of September now, so last 6 weeks, is $345,000, which is up about 9% year over year.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Typical home value is $333,000, which is up about 3.1% over the past year. Median numbers of days from active to pending is 20 days, which is down compared to last year. Land, vacant parcels for sale in Rochester, there are 228 listings, and the median listing price is $380,000. And, wow. Yeah, that reminds me of something I want to tell you about. And the median list price for land is $23,741 an acre. So these are obviously city lots trying to go for a developer, because those are pretty, that's pretty expensive. I received a letter in the mail. You know, we own some land out in Orinoco, and it's a couple of different parcels. And there's one parcel that's really not important to us. It's like 12 acres as you kind of enter into the land, and it's part that the guys don't hunt. I mean, it's really nothing. But I received not an offer letter, but a purchase agreement in the mail from a land company saying, here's a purchase agreement. All you have to do is read it and meet with a realtor to get it signed, or meet with an attorney. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, I don't need to meet with a realtor because I am a realtor. But they were offering me, it's kind of swampy land, and they were offering me like $8,000 an acre. So they said, you know, we'll take it for, I don't know what it was, $97,000 or something. And I'm like, well, it's not for sale, and I don't know you. And what an aggressive, attempt to buy land. I'm like, yeah, okay, thanks, but thanks, but no thanks. And Scott's like, wait a minute, give me that letter. Maybe we want to sell us. No, we definitely don't.
Well, if somebody's going to come in like that, you know you could get more if you put it on the general market. I'm assuming.
But my question is, what do they want to do with it? And, you know, we're the adjacent land right next to it. And, of course, Matt and Jenna have built their house there. So I'm like, no, it's not for sale. Go away. Leave me alone. So, anyway, that's that. I know that we have remained very, very busy. Now, I did read something, because I do feel bad. I keep saying, I don't know why everybody's saying they're not busy. We're so busy. We're having our second best year ever in 25 years. And we've already managed to, you know, go past our goal. Our goal was, as a team, to sell $100 million worth of real estate this year. And we already have like $103 million on the books to close by the end of this year. And we're not done yet. So, clearly having a fabulous year, but I did read that it is kind of the top 1% of agents that are really doing well. and many of the other agents are struggling. So I think it's just because, like, all right, before we talked about AI in a negative way, AI is a very useful tool. And if you go online and you ask Perplexity or you ask ChatGPT or you ask any of the tools, like, can you help me find a good real estate agent in Rochester, Minnesota? They're going to look at who's selling real estate and who's got good reviews. And, you know, maybe that's why we continue to be very busy and some people not as busy. You know, maybe it's the whole AI involvement. Yeah.
And you, well, you spend a lot of time and resources getting the word out about what you do.
I do. And I mean, we have, if there's one thing that we have done right and that I am super proud of, is we have organically built a fantastic brand. And people know that we are honest, good people, that we're hardworking, that we truly care about our clients. And we love what we do. So, and it shows. And, you know, personally, my own book of business is all past clients, family of past clients, friends referred by past clients, or business referred to me by agents across the nation because they've got somebody coming to Mayo Clinic and they know that I'm here and they know that I'll take great care of their clients because I know them well. They know me well from all the conferences and the different online interactions and those kind of things.
It's the most valuable, word of mouth.
Yep. You know what my dad always said? If you don't have a reputation, you have nothing. It's everything.
Yeah.
Right? And if it's bad, well, it's still everything. So, you know, it's definitely a very important thing.
All right, Robin. We do have to take another break. But once again, we'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Thanks for tuning in this morning, Saturday morning, with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. All right, Robin, I'm ready. Any listings to share?
Yeah, I'll start with the newest ones, just because those are the ones I haven't talked about before. I have a little dollhouse up at 3780 Willow Heights Drive Southwest. Such a cute house, and it has such nice features. Like, it has a sunroom built out the back and a really cute backyard. That one is built in 1977. It has three bedrooms and two baths and a two-car garage, and it has been all updated, so it doesn't feel like 1977 at all. Very cute. 319.9.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and just under 2,000 square feet finished. So I think that one, I know it sounds so cliche, but I think that one's going to go fast. I know we have some open houses there this weekend, so check it out. Or if you don't have a time, if the open house time doesn't jive, just give me a call because I'd get you in there in a heartbeat. Then we have another new one at 1411 14th Street Northeast. And this one is three beds, two baths, and a two-car garage. And it sits on a third of an acre lot. This is an older one. It's built in 1932. It's a one and a half story. And that one's $264.9.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Nice price.
Yeah.
And then out in Orinoco, we have one at 11355 Cedar Beach Drive. And this one, of course, is, you know, right by the lake and super nice. And it is $729.9. It's got three bedrooms, two baths, and a two-car garage, and it's just about 2,200 square feet. And we have, these are all the listings that are under a week, okay?
Okay.
Got a few more. We have a unique property. It's out off of 75th Street. I always get confused by this one because the address is 10482 11th Avenue Northeast. And in my head, I always think of Broadway as the divider, but this is on the west side of Broadway. Okay.
Yep.
So out behind that gravel pit out there. Anyway,
yep.
It is, on, it's on like a part of a farm. The situation was the owner worked for the farmer, so he sold him a nice chunk of land where he built a house and then put a big shed up. So it's got 3 bedrooms and 2 baths and a 2-car garage. And then it's got a big shed out behind. So that one is, 4 bedrooms. Sorry. 4 bedrooms and 2 baths and 4-car garage. And then it's got the big shed out behind. So it's really nice. And it's $459.9. Oh, and that one was built in 1982. Oh. And it sits on 3 acres.
And lots and lots and lots of places to put your stuff.
Lots of places. I've got 3 more that have been on the market just a week. I've got a cute little one at 1004 8th Avenue Northwest. And this one was also built in 1938. It's a story and a half. It's about 1,500 square feet finished. It's 3 beds, 1 bath, $220,000. Now, the catch is there's no garage. But if you're looking for an income property and you want to rent it out, you could rent it all day long. Or if you want to build a garage, there is actually a spot for a garage. So that's good.
It's a great starter home is what it is.
Very good starter home. And it's got a lot of charm and character in there, too. Out at 3955 Oak Park Circle, Southeast. I have a new listing. Been on the market a week today. $279.9. And this one's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths with a 1-stall tuck under garage. Sits on just under half an acre. And yeah, $279.9. So another great price. And then I have one last one. And actually we sold that one. This was a 2-bed, 1-bath, 2-story in Wabasha right on Main Street for $179.9. But that one didn't even last a week. So that one is, that one is gone. I have a couple more that I'll bring up just because they're less than 2 weeks on the market. Okay. I've got a couple of townhomes, new construction, 5347 Sepala Court and 5307 Sepala Court. Those are $279 for a 2-bed, 2-bath interior unit and $379 for a 3-bed, 3-bath exterior unit with a 2-car garage. So those are really nice. And we've got something out in Pine Island, 108 4th Street, Pine Island. It was an old house built in 1880. It's been redone. It's very cute. It's $199.9. And that one is 2 beds, 1 bath with a 1-car garage. And the last one is 1049 Talon Avenue, Wabasha. Better than new split level house. And when I say that, I mean it. It's $299 and they've added a composite deck and they've done all the window treatments and they have insulated the garage doors. They've finished a bathroom in the lower level and added a gas fireplace, all for less than $300,000. So I've got some great deals for you this week.
Yeah, you had the vast majority of these were right around or below $300,000.
Affordable, yeah. And those, yeah. I came back from Croatia, and I had a busy week because I did all those listing appointments that week. So lots of new inventory, and that is awesome because guess what? Inventory is where it's at. When we have listings, then the buyers come, and then we can get the houses sold. So if you have a listing and you're thinking about getting it on the market, please give me a call because as busy as we are never too busy for your listing. We have a great team with some great systems in place. And we're used to being busy. That's what we do.
So what's that phone number, Robin?
So call me on my cell phone. That number is 507-259-4926. And I would love to hear from you.
Awesome, Robin. Thanks again. And we'll chat again. We'll find out what happened with Halloween when we chat next Saturday.
Yeah, I hope you don't get any pumpkins smashed in your driveway.
All right, Robin, have a great rest of the weekend. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and